This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagir.
Who are you and what do you do?
Hey, Henrik. I'm Guillaume. I'm the VP of Growth at Drift.
How are you involved with user adoption?
That's a good question. I mean, user adoption is a pretty broad topic. You can go from anything from like acquisition of users to engagement of users to retention of users. It's basically the way I think of it. It's the process of making people happy and stay with us. And so I'm involved with all of those steps. All of those steps that we talked about just now, from the acquisition to the retention to the engagement, I'm involved with all of those, mostly through the process of testing, finding new ways to, let's say, improve the satisfaction at each stage. That's basically what I do. You know, I experiment and I try to find ways that people will want to stay more or to come to us or to stay longer.
Guillaume, what are the biggest challenges and successes with user adoption?
Mm-hmm. I'd say the biggest challenge that I can think of is understanding the users. Most companies that I know that I talk to, they think they know the user. They might have personas, but when I dig in, they don't really know the user. They don't have the combination of qualitative and quantitative research to be able to really pinpoint and understand the vast differences in users. I think one of the big challenges is that we try and, let's say, simplify our understanding of users by creating a few personas. And in that process, we fool ourselves. We fool ourselves because people are complex. Humans are complex. And in reducing tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of people, users, humans, into three or four big categories doesn't reflect, you know, who they really are. And if we do that, we fool ourselves, and then we miss the point. And then the conversion rates, the engagement, the adoption doesn't follow. And we're back to square one. And so I think that's the biggest challenge, trying to understand. I think the biggest success actually comes from the companies who are able to go a bit deeper and get more data, both quantitative and qualitative, and go to something which is almost one-to-one, right? Being able to understand that specific user. And there's a lot of ways to do it. For example, at Drift, we believe that, you know, it's about conversations and that you can have a meaningful, useful conversation with each user, and that really helps, as it drive the adoption. There's also other ways with acquiring third-party data to understand the demographics, tracking the behavior on your site to understand that behavior. But all in all, it's about, once you understand them, making the experience more relevant. And if that experience is more relevant, the satisfaction is going to go up.
Guillaume, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
Yeah, I'd say, you know, put in place early on the systems that are necessary to understand your users. And I think there's like a few key advices we can cover. One is, talk to your users. You know, it doesn't have to be Drift. Of course, I recommend Drift. There's a lot of other ways. Talk to your users. Talk to the people very early on. Even if it's even if you have a small startup and you're just a couple months after launching, talk to the people. You're gonna discover amazing things to understand them. You know, and if you're later on, you know, create systems to acquire that data at scale and use that data in your communication tools, in all of your marketing tools, and try to create an experience that's coherent, which means the data that you've acquired that helps you understand the user at one step of the funnel must be used at all of the stages of the funnel. You can't ask the same questions, or you can't ignore the data that your user gives, because maybe you don't know that another team has it, but the user knows they've given you the data.
And where can we find out more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
I don't write that much, but I do speak at a couple of events every year. And so a lot of the stuff you can find on me will be on YouTube and on SlideShare. So you'll find the conferences I do every year on YouTube. There's actually a channel in my name, Guillaume Caban, on YouTube, where you can find maybe 15 or 20 videos of the work that I'm doing on the prediction of user behavior. And where can you learn more on the subject? For myself, I read a lot, of course, our own blog, the Drift blog. I read also growthhackers.com. There's a lot of good articles there. And I say that that's mostly it. That's where I would start.
Thank you, Guillaume.
Thank you, Henrik.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.